This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. This is USA Prepares Hour number 2. And I just wanted to mention, when I was at the university back in the 70s studying finance and economics, I learned something called the random walk theory. And what that says is that everything just kind of continues along, bumps along, until something maybe unexpected happens. And then everything changes. So we may discuss part of that tomorrow during our remembrance for John Stadtmiller. Between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, I'll be discussing with instructors and those who remember firsthand experiences with John Stadtmiller, what he was like, what it was like working with him, their experiences. And so for 2 hours tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time through 11 a.m. Central Time, we'd love to hear from you if you have firsthand experiences. I'd like to relate a story with, you know, you and John Stadtmiller, things that have happened, maybe humorous stories. I have some. I've got some stories that you probably haven't heard. I don't know how far I'm going to get into it, but we'll see. And that number tomorrow is 866-582-9933. So if you'd like to call us tomorrow and share your thoughts and experiences relating specifically to John Stadtmiller, 866-582-9933. We won't be discussing anything else. Just stories relating to John Stadtmiller and our memories of him. So tomorrow is remembrance of John Stadtmiller, a pioneer, a trailblazer, in what is sometimes called the alternative media, the alternate to mainstream. Gwyneth, you're talking about barter, well, and how barter was eclipsed with tokens, clay tokens with a special imprint on them, the forerunner of money, because people believed that these imprinted clay tokens represented cows, and one of them would represent the equivalent of 10 cows. Now, in today's world, that would be $10,000 per clay token. And actually, maybe those clay tokens would be more valuable than Federal Reserve currency, because you could probably do something with the clay that's more significant than you could do with pieces of paper that have green ink on them and dead presidents, at least the American versions, the Federal Reserve notes, also known as frauds, F-R-A-U-D. S, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars, F-R-A-U-D-S. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, of course, it didn't take long, because they were a token, but they were like a pouch, okay? So you, just imagine if you got like something like a tortilla or a piece of pita bread, and you got the edges, except it was made of clay, and then you got a certain number something like beads or some sort of symbol that you would, some sort of little cow symbol that you would put inside the tortilla which was made of clay, and then you would wrap it up and you would tie it up at the top, and then you would stamp on the outside of it how many cows were inside, okay? And then you would dry it, and that would be what you would take to market. So you, the clay token would end up being like the classic, you know, like the classic sort of purse shape that you get, the classic archetypical purse shape. That's the sort of shape these clay tokens were. And then you would have stamped on the outside symbols saying how many cows were in it. That was, and then you would take that down to market. And to actually break it open, unless there was a suspicion of fraud, you were not supposed to break the clay pouch open unless there was a suspicion of fraud which was being investigated. Okay?
Sounds like you're not supposed to break open Fort Knox unless there's some suspicion of fraud. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Please continue.
Of course, it didn't take people very long to figure out that you didn't actually have to put the tokens inside the little clay pouch. You could put something else in there that just like sounded like clay tokens. And they found that as well in these archaeological investigations. And so, you know, they had other representations as well. They had cowhide-shaped ingots of bronze or some other metal, okay? And these were pretty big, but they were worth a lot because it once again was a representation of a cow. But it was the shape of a cow's hide, okay? So I don't know quite what it was supposed to represent. Maybe instead of a whole cow, it was, you know, that this was representative of one cow's skin, one cow hide. Or it might have been one cow as well. But the point of it is that they figured out that you didn't have to grow your own fruit and vegetables. You didn't have to go fishing. You didn't have to go hunting. You didn't have to have your own livestock. That the Atlanteans figured out that you could have representations of these things and then use those representations to trade backwards and forwards. And in one way, that was a marvelous innovation because, you know, maybe not everybody wants eggs. Maybe not everybody's got eggs to trade, although eggs are pretty good to trade because most people want eggs, but eggs are fragile. But if you've got a token which says, hey, I've got a dozen eggs, you know, then maybe you can go and trade that token of a dozen eggs for something that you actually do need. So that was an innovation. It was something that the Atlanteans came up with. And everywhere where they settled, including China, by the way, that's another place where they settled. But it had its weakness, because sooner or later people stopped wanting to go out and work in the fields, because working in the fields is hard work. You know, it's hot out there, or it's cold out there, it's wet out there, there's mosquitoes out there. Why would you want to go and actually farm? But pretty soon that creates its own set of problems because you've got no farmers left. So they came up with a solution for that as well, which is called slavery. So they didn't have enough farmers who actually wanted to go farming. So they go and invade the tribe in the valley next door and take all their people prisoners and force them to come back with them and then say, there's a field, you farm for us. You get none of it, or you get just enough to live on. And, you know, you can't go home. No, you can't. If you do, we're going to hunt you down and we're going to kill you. It's called slavery. So this is the way that the cash economy developed. And I think that the class now might be figuring out why I'm going into the details to describe how all of this came about. Because once we can figure out how it came about, once maybe we can figure out what to do about it and what to do when it all falls apart. Because it's all about to fall apart again. And we don't have any tribe next door to go over to the next valley to go and kidnap a bunch of people and force them to work on our farm. We can't do that anymore because we've run out of valleys. Okay, there is no tribe next door. That's just how it is. And no one wants to go and work in the fields anymore. And everybody wants to have the easy life in the cities where you go to the shops and pay money for everything. Because that's not such hard work in their minds. So the blue bloods who think they run the show, they've got an answer for that. They say, oh, well, we'll just print endless amounts of fake money and just give it to people. That's called clout in prison. That's called the welfare state. And that doesn't work either because it always leads to hyperinflation. This is why we're going in today's class into the details of how this developed. And there's only one way out of it, aside from starving to death, okay? And that is to get some land somehow and begin to farm. And you probably won't be able to sell any of your produce, but you won't starve, okay? The reason why I say you may not be able to sell any of your produce is because as soon as someone figures out that you have actually got something to eat on that farm, that probably they're going to come along and think they can just take it. You know, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but in the future, there's so few farms out there now that are actually making stuff that you can actually eat that the location of each place is being carefully noted by the hungry people. And when the hungry people get a little bit hungrier, they're going to go to those places that are actually making food that you can actually eat, and they're going to start raiding it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, I think it's already happened. Yeah, well, it certainly happened all over the world, you know, in the last, I don't know, 500 years. But, yes, I can see it coming. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there was a guy who thought he liked our cows more than we did. And he was able to, I'd say, cut a hole in the fence and get some of them. And we had to get them,
wow,
get them back. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
yeah.
And what did he do?
I think I remember.
He you know, I called him on it. And I said, so you've got our cows? And he said, prove they're yours. I said, oh, it's easy. And so I just got the sheriff. And this was many years ago. And so I described to the sheriff how we call our cows. And it's a different kind of a call than everyone else uses. And I said, let me show you. And I just called our cows. And they recognize our voices. And they come running. Okay. And if someone else calls them, they're not going to come running. So when they all came running, he realized that, yeah, the tags match the color of the rest of our cows, which is different color from everybody else's ear tags. And he said, oh, I guess they're yours. And the guy who wanted to keep our cows had to release them. And so he was cattle rustling. That's a crime. And, I don't know, 150 years ago, people were executed for that right on the spot.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils. Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's an author, and she's a degreed scientist. She lives off the grid on a farm in Australia. And she does farming the traditional way, the way George Washington did, Thomas Jefferson did, without the slaves, though, with hand tools. She grows her own food to the greatest extent she possibly can. She's exploring new ways of growing food, sustainable ways, because she and I and others here at USA Prepares believe that farming is the only solution that we have as individuals or as families to survive what is coming ahead. We've been teaching this for going on 11 years now, and we mean it. We actually live the lifestyle that we talk about. It's not like we are regurgitators, that we read it and then we throw it up on the microphone for those to hear and presumably believe what they hear. We actually live this lifestyle. We know what we're talking about, and we actually do it. And we believe, and we know, that going forward, farming a small family farm is the only way out. Rich Sheehan says it. Kyle says it. We all say it, Dr. Sheely. We all say the same thing. We don't know any other way out. You cannot clean each other's houses, make each other's appointments on keyboards using mice and Microsoft software, using the Microsoft operating system, flip each other's hamburgers and survive what's coming. It's not possible. You actually have to have skills. And you have to know how to use those skills. And you have to have a place to deploy those skills. That's what Gwyneth is talking about. Did I say that correctly, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's true. And those skills have to include making food of some variety or other. And, you know, probably you're not going to be able to make every single kind of food out there. But you have to be able to make some food or you're going to starve. And, you know, like, for instance, I don't think I'll be eating much beef. But you'll probably be eating a lot of beef. So that's okay. I can raise other sorts of protein foods, like rabbits and chickens and guinea pigs. And by the way, guinea pigs were originally domesticated as a livestock, as a food livestock. So when I say I grow guinea pigs for food, a lot of people, they kind of have a bit of an oh moment, but that's the reason why guinea pigs were domesticated by the South American Indians in the first place, was so that they could have little walking pantries walking around in their backyard. So, and they're just a nice size for one person, for one meal, you know? And I worked it out. It takes around about, you can have 14 guinea pigs will provide enough food for one person indefinitely. So 14 females and one male, so 15 guinea pigs. And they eat grass and they live in a little cage. And, you know, they breed at a fairly good rate, and you can keep eating them, you know. And they are ready to eat within 5 months, you know, within 4 to 5 months. And this is it. And this is what the South American Indians figured out thousands and thousands of years ago. And that's the reason why guinea pigs were domesticated, because they didn't have rabbits. And we as people of European ancestry did exactly the same thing with the rabbit. But we figured out that you've got all these rabbits running around out there all over the field, and they taste really good. But if you can catch them and keep them in a cage and breed them, then it's a lot easier to do that than to go out and catch rabbits each day, because maybe you're not going to be successful every time. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, absolutely. Same with cows. And
that's one of the places.
Same with cows and pigs and other animals that in our food supply. Gwyneth, when we come back, will you be continuing talking about who is Prince Charles and his lineage and what he's got planned for us? We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A President Obama federal judge on Tuesday denied former President Trump's claim of executive privilege into the January 6th investigation and will release Trump-era White House documents. Engineer Kim Gwang-ho provided evidence that Hyundai and sister company Kia were hiding a design flaw that caused their engines to seize and catch fire. For the first time ever, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has awarded a whistleblower. Kim will get over $24 million in cash. The United States Space Force has detected a mysterious object orbiting in parallel with China's new Shijian-21 spacecraft. Space Force's 18th Space Squadron says it's an Apogee kick motor. An Apogee kick motor is typically used to lift payloads into operational orbits and should have been disposed of in the graveyard orbit. Graveyard orbits are where space junk resides after they've outlived their usefulness. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As wholesale prices have jumped 8.6% since this time last year, inflation continues to hurt Americans across the board. Republican Congressman from Texas, Pete Sessions, says the White House is responsible for you having less buying power in your wallet.
Well, the problem that we have is this is exactly what President Biden and his socialist Democrats want. They have repeatedly said what they want is what they're getting at the border, that they were very happy with what they did with Afghanistan, that the agreement that they have with the socialists and their party to make sure that the agenda as it relates to energy is fully comprehended and pushed actively. This is what you get when you interrupt yourself, when government becomes engaged in the free enterprise system. And it gets not only in the way of activity in people's jobs, what it does is it causes bottlenecks that are created all across the supply chain. They are responsible for this. They know exactly what they're doing. They're smarter than what we think they are. And this is their idea to capture the free enterprise system and replace it with government. So I give them credit. This is exactly what they want to do. That's why the president on January 21st shut down the Keystone Pipeline. This is part of his plan. He, Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, and the socialists in their party intend to destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. It's called the free enterprise system.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take my when you go to the feed for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to mention one more time, tomorrow is the remembrance for John Stadtmiller. And if you'd like to call in and share your experiences with him, first-hand experiences, not opinions, just first-hand experiences, things that, you know, how he's impacted your life. We're going to be doing that from 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is the number to call. That's the telephone number for USA Preparers. whenever we're on the air, that is the number, you know, providing we're taking phone calls. 866-582-9933. And that's the same number for tomorrow. And that is the Genesis Communications Network studio that we are in at Genesis at GCNLive.com. 866-582-9933. 9 to 11 tomorrow, Thursday. Remembering John Stadtmiller. Gwyneth, Prince Charles, who is he?
Yeah.
And what does he have in store for us?
Okay. Now, the whole reason why I went into everything that is in the broadcast up until this point is the foundation for what I'm about to say. Because if I just said this, none of it would make sense without any of that background. Okay? So, he is the head of the British Blue Bloods. Okay? He is, aside from the Queen, okay, but the Queen is old, she's ill, apparently she's got dementia, and apparently, so Alex Jones has been reporting from his sources, Prince Charles has been secretly sworn in as Prince Regent, which means basically king-in-waiting, that he is the head of the British Blue Bloods, and the British Blue Bloods, they are the ones who run the show in the English-speaking world, okay? Them and the Rothschilds, and there's a modern term which is called frenemies, which means friends and sort of friends and sort of enemies. That would describe the relationship between Prince Charles and the British royal family and the Rothschilds / Rockefellers, okay, and all the rest of them. I believe that what's happened has been that about 100 years ago, just over 100 years ago, the Rothschilds went out and they killed a bunch of royals, okay, especially in Russia. And the Russian royal family at that time were first or second cousins to the British royal family. They're basically one family. And if you look into it, I think you'll actually find that Prince Charles is the heir to the Russian throne. I think that you'll actually find that. I don't think that there would be anybody more closely related to Tsar Nicholas II than the British royal family, and Prince Charles is the head honcho now, pretty well, like I said, except for the Queen, who's old and ill. And I think that what happened back in the day was there's this joke that Bill Hicks made. That he said that when a new president was selected, that, you know, he would get taken into a room, sort of like a movie theater, and he'd get sat down and they'd get shown a film of President Kennedy getting shot from a viewpoint that nobody had ever seen before. And that, you know, that the lights would come on and that he'd get asked any questions and that the new president would say, where do I sign? Well, I think that something similar might have happened between the British royal family and the Rothschilds back when the Romanovs were all assassinated in Russia, because that was like their first or second cousin. That was very, very close family members. And that I think that the British royal family was given a choice to... I've got no proof of this, by the way. I'm just playing chess. But they were told, you can play ball with us or we're going to kill you. And that the British royal family at that time decided it was probably a better idea to play ball with the Rothschilds rather than to turn the chess table over and tell them to all go home. So, and I, you know, that Prince Charles is the heir of this situation, and that he's probably thinks that he might be in a position now to be able to tell the Rothschilds to go home, but doesn't really want to do that because, you know, maybe there's too much power and too much money on the table for him to do that. Now, the thing is, the fact that he is actually the descendant along the direct male line, so he is the heir of Vlad Dracul, who is the prince of Transylvania, Carpathia, the Caucasus Mountains, and all of this area, which is the very seat of blue blood, European blue blood power, you know, Hungary, Romania, the Caucasus Mountains, Carpathia. That is their seat of power, spiritually and physically. And they have been doing massive amounts of human sacrifice and satanic ceremonies there for thousands and thousands of years, you know, and going all the way back down through the Taurus Mountains and Armenia into Sumeria and into ancient Babylon. This is how far back all of this goes. And they're not kidding. And it's really interesting because there's a prophecy in the Bible that says that at the end of time, there would arise one that the Bible calls Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And this is talked about in Ezekiel chapter 38 and Ezekiel chapter 39, and is also mentioned in the book of Revelation as well, Gog from the land of Magog. And I was thinking about this earlier on in the week, and I realized that there's only one guy that this man could be. And for hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of years, the church has been teaching that that would be a Russian prince, okay? Because Moshuk, or Meshech, traveled north. He was an actual man. He traveled north, up through that passage, up through Sumeria, the Taurus Mountains, up through the Caucasus Mountains, Carpathia, and kept traveling north until he got to a place in the far north where he settled by a river and built a city, and he named the city after himself and his wife, and he called the city Moshkva, meaning Moshkva, meaning Moscow. And this is the reason why, for thousands of years, the church has always taught that Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Moshuk and Tubal, would be a Russian prince. And they're kind of right, because Prince Charles is a Russian prince. He's actually the heir to the Russian throne, you know, but he's a lot of other things as well. I don't know if he speaks Russian or not, and he's not from Russia. But it says that he's the chief from the land of Magog. And the land of Magog is also called the land of Magor, okay, in other dialects. And the land of Magor, or the land of Magyar, is the land of Hungary, which is that exact region, Central Europe. And I thought to myself, when I sat down, I was reading my Bible, Ezekiel 38, 39, earlier on this week, and I was reading the notes to see where all these countries were in the notes of my reference Bible, and it said Magog is the same as Magor. And I said, hang on, that's Hungary. That's in Hungarian, Magyar means Hungary in their language. You know, this is the guy, I believe, okay, I could be wrong, I reserve the right to be wrong. But I can't see who else it would be that is ultimately going to end up having the Battle of Armageddon. I really believe that. And, you know, that he is going to end up in the Middle East with pretty well every army on earth gathered there with him and wanting to go into Israel and wipe out the Jews, which is what's prophesied that the Battle of Armageddon will be about. And it may well be that he turns around to the Rothschilds and says, right, you Jews, you know, I'm going to get you. And he doesn't even realize they're not even really Jews. The Rothschilds are not even really Jews, okay? They are Ashkenazis and Khazarians, okay? And Ashkenazis come from a fellow by the name of Ashkenaz, who is the ancestor of the Blue Bloods. So they're Blue Bloods, just like his Blue Bloods. But they went and they married a bunch of Jewish women, you know, over, you know, thousands or hundreds or thousands of years ago. And so they call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews, because the law of Moses is quite plain that if a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, then her children are not considered to be Jews. The law of Moses is quite plain on that issue, okay? That, you know, it's just inconceivable. Why are the Rothschilds, why does anyone even think that they're Jews? And they're not. They're Ashkenazim, and the Ashkenazim are the sons of Japheth, okay? And Jews are the sons of Shem. They're not even from the same son of Noah. So they're only, you know, only on a very distant level that we're all related as human beings, or they're even related to us, you know. But they're not. And they're not Jews. I can hear music again.
Yeah, when it's come back.
This is where it's going, though. It's heading for Armageddon, and there's no stopping it at this point.
When we come back, can we talk about blood types and what blood type is the royal family? And from my research, it's a small percentage of the blood that's out there. It's the type that the royals have.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Like to find out more about her, you can go to the internet and you can type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. You can go to Amazon and find her books. She's written 3 books and she's working on another one. Gwyneth, any comments about your books?
Yeah, this is, they're romance novels, adventure romance novels. And they have to do with, in a past life I was a pirate, and I was a highwayman, and I was actually quite a famous pirate and highwayman. I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, and I was George Wilson, and a number of years ago I began getting a lot of information kind of being downloaded to my soul regarding these past lives, and I felt that I had to do something with what I was getting just to process it, so I started writing. And I'm not saying that these novels are absolutely not historically accurate, okay, but they are a byproduct of when I was going through this thing of having to deal with who I was in a past life, because it was not easy to deal with. A lot of the things that happened in those lives were pretty brutal, and I guess that I will never finish the process of dealing with the karma from those lives until this life is over. And then I think I might have dealt with them. And if anyone wants to research, why this karma would be such a problem for me, then just go and do some research on who Lady Catherine Ferrers was, because she was brutal. And, George Wilson was a rogue as well. And he was brutal as well. And I've got all this extremely really difficult to deal with past life karma, and I had to find some way of processing it, so I started to write, and these books were the product of that. And they're pretty good to read. Like I said, there's a lot of fiction in there, too. They're not historically accurate.
You'll find them on Amazon. You'll find them on Amazon.com. Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. Gwyneth, royal blood types. Anything special?
Yes. They, since we've been doing blood typing, something's really come to the fore. And since we've been doing DNA analysis, the British blue bloods are not like, and the European blue bloods as well, because the two are pretty well the same group. They haven't got the same DNA as the rest of humanity. Okay? There is something really different about their DNA, and it shows up specifically in the blood group where they have Rh negative blood groups. And pretty well nobody else in the human race has an Rh negative blood group other than people who are descended from the Atlantean refugees. Okay, so everywhere in the world where you get the Atlantean refugees to settle and you look into their history, and they say it. They say it. They're not ashamed of it, generally. And they all know who the Atlanteans were. So the Punjabis, the Egyptian elite, and I point out the elites because, you know, the native Egyptians lived in mud huts, but their elites built pyramids and sphinxes. Okay, so it's the same thing. And the Sumerians, the Iraqis, the Babylonians, and the Native American, South American Indians, and all of these different groups, and the Chinese as well, where the Atlantean refugees settled, they all have an Rh negative blood type, which is extremely rare in the whole rest of humanity. It's extremely rare. And if you get somebody who's Rh negative and they marry somebody who's Rh positive, their first child will be fine. But the second child, if you get any cross-contamination with the Rh-negative antibodies reacting to the Rh-positive antibodies, it can actually kill the mother. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely.
That's how different the genetics are. Is it the mother or the child that's killed? I think it could be both.
Typically, the child is, as far as I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the cross-contamination.
But anyway, it's a really, really different genetic, and it seems that it has, in fact, come from somewhere else. So I think I can hear the music. I think we're at the broadcast.
Well, that went fast. That went fast. Gwyneth, I'll see you.
Amazing.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you tomorrow as you weigh in about John Stadtmuller.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.